Regular listeners to this program know that I am a big fan of baseball. Like a lot of other people, I root for the team of my youth, but now live too far away to catch my team's games on radio and television. Well, technology to the rescue. Me and 200,000 other exiled fans subscribed to a premium package on cable television that carried just about every game of every team. But earlier this year, Major League Baseball made an exclusive agreement with a satellite TV company to carry those games, which would have left fans like me out in the cold. Another such fan, Senator John Kerry, liked to watch his beloved Red Sox on cable TV when he was here in Washington, and he was in a position to do something about the situation as a member of the Senate Commerce Committee. Last night, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, the baseball package was back on cable. Senator Kerry joins us now by phone, and Senator, this Yankee fan thanks you very much.
Maybe the first time a Red Sox fan did something for a Yankee fan, but we're all in that together.
And I know that right now that your ace pitcher, the import Daisuke Matsuzaka, is making his first start for your Red Sox in Kansas City this afternoon. And I'm here to tell you that right now the score is a 2-0 Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I want to know, was the first pitch he threw the fastball he predicted?
Can't tell you that, sir, but we'll try to get the results on that if we can. But I wanted to ask you, how did you get involved in this from the Senate Commerce Committee's point of view?
Well, I really got involved because I heard about the deal like everybody else, and I knew, obviously, about the ability of people to be able to watch the games long distance. And then I heard from fans, and I just took a look at it and said, you know, this is one of those deals that has the potential to be great financially for the guys who cut the deal and bad for the fan, and we've had too many of those kinds of deals. I'm very grateful, incidentally, to, you know, ultimately, Bob DePay and Major League Baseball and the folks got together. They acted responsibly. They heard us. I had a couple conversations with him, and he said that to me, and I really respect it. I think that they responded to the need to try to do what was right for baseball in the end, and I give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm. And now that it's all worked out, are you going to be subscribing again to the cable TV package?
Well, I hadn't given it up yet, but yes, I absolutely. And, I'm glad it's there. And look, you know, life has changed in America where you have an awful lot of folks who grow up with a team. They're passionate about their team. And then life takes them somewhere else. They move for a job or they retire. You go from the Northeast down to Arizona or Florida or somewhere. But you love to be able to still do what you're familiar with. And you want to root for the team of your passion. I think it's a great thing for baseball, frankly. I think it's better for baseball to have that kind of passion be able to play out. So I think, you know, in the end, folks did the right thing here, and it's nice to see the fans win one.
Senator, one more thing before we let you go. President Bush has issued a recess appointment to Sam Fox to be the United States ambassador to Belgium. His nomination had been up before the Senate, where it was expected to fail in part because of your interview with him. He was one of the big contributors to the Swift Boat Veterans campaign, which people will remember. And I just wonder, I can't imagine that you're rooting for this recess nomination.
Well, it has very little to do with me, really. It has much more to do with the democratic process. I mean, you know, there's a reason presidents send their nominations to the Senate, and the Senate is supposed to give its advice and consent. In this case, the Senate gave its advice and clearly was not going to give its consent. The president nevertheless went forward. So I think it's really a slap in the face to the democratic process. It's a desperate move, which really reduces the authority and credibility of the envoy himself. So I don't think, you know, the president may get his appointment, but I don't think he serves the larger interests well.
Well, Senator Kerry, thanks very much for taking time out from your busy schedule. We appreciate it. And again, thank you.
Delighted to be with you. Thanks, Neil. Take care.
Bye-bye. Senator John Kerry, a Democrat from Massachusetts, with us from San Francisco, where he's touring for his book, This Moment on Earth, Today's New Environmentalists and Their Vision for the Future.